Good morning, everyone. Okay, it was July 2001 when I was standing on the side of the road in handcuffs that I knew my life had gone off track. I was hopeless, faithless, and godless. As I stood there sobbing that I didn't want to live anymore, I knew that wasn't true, but I also didn't know a way out. A couple of days later, as I was about to reach for another drink, the same drink that had gotten me into all that mess that had become my life, something happened. God put it down. I didn't, but God did. He also got me to a treatment center and involved in a 12-step program. At the time, I thought it was me, but as I started to get better and to clear up, I realized God deserved that glory and not me. As time went on and I continued my path of sobriety, awesome things were happening. Through getting sober, I now was able to rely on God and really form a personal relationship with Him. Once I started to believe, life became easier. I didn't have to bear my everyday burden alone anymore. What an amazing feeling. I had always carried the weight of the world on my shoulders. And He told me, that I didn't have to. In the midst of going through all this, I met Brooke. We became friends. I had learned early on, that he was a believer and attended church regularly. Once we started dating, he asked me to attend, and I replied, "No, I'm good." He was persistent. Growing up in a different church, I wasn't hesitant about God, but just a new church. The first time was a lot for me to take in, but I appreciated the pastor and his sermon as it was relatable to everyday life, and that was different from the church that I was raised in. I will be honest and say at first I went for him, but that quickly changed. I was going for me. Life began the spring of 2003 when I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, and since nothing but miracles. He has kept me sober for the past 12 years. I got to marry my best friend and become a mom to Logan and Cole. In my younger partying days, the last thing I ever thought I'd become was a mom. It's not because I didn't want to. It's because I didn't think I was able or worthy. But God did, and I thank Him every day. Today I have a life of faith, love, and peace of mind. In closing, I'll just share this last story. The first time I heard "In Christ Alone," I literally sobbed. And especially at these lines, when they say, "No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to a final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power in hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from His hand. Till He returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand." And I said to Brooke, "Why am I crying? What is wrong with me?" And he said, "Nothing, babe. That's the Holy Spirit. This is what God has done for me."